This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 is Boeing's new, more fuel-efficient version of the 737. It's one of Boeing's fastest-selling planes ever. But of course, that's probably not why you've heard of it. Many of them are being taken out of the sky after a fatal crash into the Java Sea in October and another this weekend in Ethiopia. Airlines and aviation authorities around the world are grounding the 737 MAX 8. But in the United States, several major airlines are still flying them, and federal authorities also haven't taken any steps to suspend the MAX 8. Here to tell us more is James Simmons. He's professor of aviation at the Metropolitan State University of Denver. Professor Simmons, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.
Several countries have already suspended flights on the 737 MAX 8, China, Singapore, Australia among them, but not the United States. Why might that be?
The United States FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, at the moment has decided that the aircraft is okay to fly. The design of what Boeing is calling its MAX airplanes make it so that the airplane has a little bit more of a tendency for the nose to pitch up into the air. So what Boeing did when they designed this aircraft is build an automatic system into the aircraft controls that, if it was sensing that the nose was too high, a system in the background would help push the nose of the aircraft down. On the first crash, there were sensor inputs that were wrong, and the airplane was confused or fooled into thinking that it was flying at a very nose-high attitude. And the automatic system that Boeing installed, which has become the center of this controversy, was pushing the nose down. Now, what the FAA and Boeing have said is that there already existed procedures for pilots to know what to do when the aircraft continued to push the nose down. So that's why the FAA has not grounded the aircraft in this country, because they're saying that the already existing procedures were adequate, and all they have done is to reiterate those procedures.
Now, it's one thing for the FAA not to take action to limit MAX 8 flights, but how about businesses? You know, as far as Southwest Airlines and American Airlines go, which both have these planes, they've said they're going to go forward with all scheduled flights of MAX 8. What do you think the calculus is behind that decision for an airline?
Well, there's several calculus. One is that the technical people at the airline would agree with the conclusions of the FAA and also Boeing, that if the pilots follow the correct procedures that are already in their manuals, then the aircraft can be flown even if there is a system malfunction. Other airlines around the world have not reached that same conclusion.
So what do you think that the lesson is here? I mean, it seems like a pretty enormous learning curve to have two big planes go down and crash and kill everyone on board in order to underscore, you know, changes in training. What do you think the takeaway is for preventing this sort of thing in the future?
Well, that's a very difficult question to deal with. Modern aircraft are so sophisticated, and they have so many different kinds of computer systems that operate in the background, that there's always a question about how much do you train pilots to know about the technical details of what's in the background of aircraft versus what it is just for the control issues that a pilot would have. And Boeing, as I said earlier, made the decision, and the FAA agreed, that this system was so far in the background and under normal flight circumstances would not activate at all, that there wasn't any reason to do detailed training for pilots on this. Now, that decision has been questioned now, but there is a kind of a gray area here about knowing what to do.
James Simmons is a professor of aviation at the Metropolitan State University of Denver. Professor Simmons, thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.